I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 4 weeks into the war in Sudan broke out, there are no indications the warring factions have any intentions of negotiating an end as fighting rages on.
25 days since the war in Sudan broke out, there are no indications the warring factions have any intentions of negotiating an end as fighting rages on. Representatives from the Sudanese army and the rapid support forces have been meeting in the Saudi city of Jeddah. The ongoing conflict has created an exodus to many neighboring countries, including South Sudan, where many left a few years ago when that country also experienced a civil war. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. President Joe Biden and congressional leaders have agreed to meet again to try to avert the looming risk of unprecedented American debt default.
The president says default is not an option and will not happen.
I'm absolutely certain.
Calling a meeting with Congress's top leaders productive. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says everyone was dug in.
I didn't see any new movement.
And time is running short, with the government unable to pay all its bills as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling is not raised. McCarthy's insisting the president agree to sweeping spending cuts in exchange for boosting the ceiling. The president says he's happy to talk,
but not under the threat of default.
The speaker says he asked a simple question.
Does he not believe there's any place we could find savings?
The president says they will all meet again Friday in a further bid to avoid the nation's first ever debt default. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Tunisian naval guard has shot and killed a colleague and two civilians as he tried to reach a synagogue on the island during an annual Jewish pilgrimage. Tunisia's Interior Ministry said the attacker was slain by security guards and 10 people were injured. The civilians killed were French and Tunisian, apparently pilgrims, attending ceremonies near the 2,500-year-old synagogue. It appears to be the end of an era for a malicious Russian malware program. Details from VOA's Steve Herman.
The FBI on Tuesday revealed it has neutralized a malware network used for two decades by Russia to spy in 50 countries. Government cybersecurity officials in the United States say the snake was defanged by the FBI, describing the malware as the most sophisticated cyber espionage tool in the arsenal of Russia's intelligence services. It wormed its way for many years, authorities say, into computer systems of governments, research facilities, banks, news media, and other organizations around the world. Computer security experts have known about the malware for years, but it was hard to detect in computer systems and network traffic.
That is VOA Steve Herman reporting. A jury has found Donald Trump liable for sexually abusing Advice columnist E. Jean Carroll in 1996. Jurors awarded her $5 million in a judgment that could haunt the former president as he campaigns to regain the White House. The verdict was announced in a federal courtroom in New York City on the first day of deliberations. The Christian Association of Nigeria says it's still searching for 20 people abducted by gunmen from a church during a Sunday service. More from VOA's Timothy Obiezu.
The Kaduna State Chair of the Christian Association of Nigeria Tuesday said about 42 people were in the church on Sunday morning before the attackers invaded and took all the worshippers away, including women and children. He said the bandits later released 22 of them and have been holding the remaining 20. Armed gangs known locally as bandits have been carrying out kidnap for ransom raids in northern Nigeria for years. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Nearly 3 months ago, Hyundai and Kia unveiled software that was designed to thwart an epidemic of thefts of their vehicles caused by a security flaw that was exposed on TikTok and other social media sites. So far, it has not solved the problem. Across the country, thieves are still driving off with the vehicles at an alarming rate. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.